amateurs? Nora seethed, cursing the administrator's insistence on sending Corky and Sexton along. These clowns are going to get someone killed out here. The last thing Nora wanted right now was to play babysitter. Mike, she said, I need help lifting the GPR off the sled. Tallon helped her unpack the ground-penetrating radar and position it on the ice. The instrument looked like three miniature snowplow blades that had been affixed in parallel to an aluminum frame. The entire device was no more than a yard long and was connected by cables to a current attenuator and a marine battery on the sled.
That's radar?
Corky asked, yelling over the wind. Nora nodded in silence. Ground-penetrating radar was far more equipped to see brine ice than Pod's was. The GPR transmitter sent pulses of electromagnetic energy through the ice, and the pulses bounced differently off substances of differing crystal structure. Pure freshwater froze in a flat shingled lattice. However, seawater froze in more of a meshed or forked lattice on account of its sodium content, causing the GPR pulses to bounce back erratically, greatly diminishing the number of reflections. Nora powered up the machine.
I'll be taking a kind of echolocation cross-sectional image of the ice sheet around the extraction pit, she yelled. The machine's internal software will render a cross-section of the glacier and then print it out. Any sea ice will register as a shadow.
Print out? Tallon looked surprised. You can print out here? Nora pointed to a cable from the GPR leading to a device still protected under the canopy.
No choice but to print. Computer screens use too much valuable battery power, so field glaciologists print data to heat transfer printers. Colors aren't brilliant, but laser toner clumps below neg 20. Learned that the hard way in Alaska.
Nora asked everyone to stand on the downhill side of the GPR as she prepared to align the transmitter such that it would scan the area of the meteorite hole, almost 3 football fields away. But as Nora looked back through the night in the general direction from which they had come, she couldn't see a damn thing.
Mike, I need to align the GPR transmitter with the meteorite site, but this flare has me blinded. I'm going back up the slope just enough to get out of the light. I'll hold my arms in line with the flares, and you adjust the alignment on the GPR.
Tallon nodded, kneeling down beside the radar device. Nora stamped her crampons into the ice and leaned forward against the wind as she moved up the incline toward the habosphere. The katabatic today was much stronger than she'd imagined, and she sensed a storm coming in. It didn't matter, they would be done here in a matter of minutes.
They'll see I'm right.
Nora clomped 20 yards back toward the habosphere. She reached the edge of the darkness just as the belay rope went taut. Nora looked back up the glacier. As her eyes adjusted to the dark, the line of flares slowly came into view several degrees to her left. She shifted her position until she was perfectly lined up with them. Then she held her arms out like a compass, turning her body, indicating the exact vector.
I'm in line with them now, she yelled.
Tallon adjusted the GPR device and waved.
All set.
Nora took a final look up the incline, grateful for the illuminated pathway home. As she looked out, though, something odd occurred. For an instant, one of the nearest flares entirely disappeared from view. Before Nora could worry that it was dying out, the flame reappeared. If Nora didn't know better, she would assume something had passed between the flare and her location. Certainly nobody else was out here. Unless, of course, the administrator had started to feel guilty and sent a NASA team out after them. Somehow Nora doubted it. Probably nothing, she decided. A gust of wind had momentarily killed the flame. Nora returned to the GPR.
All lined up?
Tallon shrugged.
I think so.
Nora went over to the control device on the sled and pressed a button. A sharp buzz emanated from the GPR and then stopped.
Okay, she said. Done.
That's it?
Corky said.
All the work is in setup. The actual shot takes only a second.